Welcome to Victor's Vignettes, stories about life in Soviet and post-Soviet Ukraine by Viktor Sergeyev of Mykolaiv, Ukraine. I am Serhiy Kaznodiy in Toronto. I studied English from 1978 to 1997. I love the English language, and improving my English language skills remains a passionate hobby even now. My English language teacher was unusual, to say the least. For one thing, he used Western songs to teach English. Nobody else did this, and we loved him for it. His favorite song was "This Land Is Your Land." He always sang it when any guitar happened to be around. There was great significance in guitar playing for us back in those days. In the former USSR, our musical choices were limited. Generally, people played it safe and stuck to light-hearted and even silly songs or sad prison songs. So a man playing rock and roll or country in English was very special indeed. The state didn't make it easy to teach English. Some topics in Soviet English class were absolutely taboo. Things like card suits. And of course, no one could ever learn from textbooks the meaning of phrases like Jack of Diamonds or Deuce of Hearts. Maybe the state wanted to ensure a truly Soviet way of life, or maybe to prevent gambling in some future communist utopia. Whatever the reason, common Western items like cards, dice, and domino were completely absent from the vocabulary, censored by the guardians of the Soviet state education system. Needless to say, this greatly hampered any attempts to learn to speak English like a Westerner. Not that such things were unknown to us, of course. They were in fact quite popular, just not spoken about openly. But my English language teacher did his best for us. From time to time, he provided us with things like the entire set of slang words for drug users, drunkards, juvenile delinquents, and other controversial aspects of life in the free world. This was actually a very dangerous thing for him to do, but he never paid much attention to rules and restrictions. He often spoke English to militia officers whenever he encountered them on the street, in shops, or wherever. This created the impression that he was a foreigner, a guest in our country, and so they allowed him to do whatever he wanted to do. In those days, military officers did not speak any other languages besides Russian and Ukrainian, so they always held any person who spoke a foreign language in awe. Of course, he never pushed his luck, but he loved to play practical jokes on people while posing as a foreigner. To be an English language teacher in a technical vocational university in a city closed to foreigners was a real challenge. Located in our city were three big shipyards where military ships for the Soviet Navy were built. As a result, there were a lot of restrictions, such as no foreigners, even from socialist countries, no taking photos from plans, and the like. Neighboring cities like Sebastopol or Izmail had much more serious military restrictions. But in Mykolaiv, these easy restrictions were always overcome with a smile. Eventually, times changed, along with the name of our university. In the 1980s, it was called the Nikolaev Shipbuilding Institute. In 1990, it was renamed the Ukrainian State Maritime University. Today, it is the National University of Shipbuilding, named after Admiral Makarov, a prominent 19th century Russian Navy commander. Incidentally, in 1933, this name was also awarded to our university. By 1992, American students finally appeared at our university. When the first visiting American students encountered my English language teacher, they would say, "This American speaks really good Russian." I had the pleasure of studying with him for 3 years as a student, after that as a member of his English club, then in private at his home. His name was Lev Yurievich Bonushko. God bless him. May he rest in peace and his memory be eternal. Vichnaya pamyat. I do not recall the exact year he died, but I do know that shortly afterwards, his wife and daughter left for Israel. Over the years, I have practiced my English whenever and with whomever I could. I still do it, including here on Naj Holos. English is my passion and will always be one of my favorite hobbies. These are the words of Viktor Sergeyev in Mykolaiv, Ukraine. I'm Serhiy Kaznodiy in Toronto, Canada. I hope you enjoyed this edition of Viktor's Vignettes, stories from the life of Viktor Sergeyev in Mykolaiv, Ukraine. You can find Viktor's original transcripts and commentary at his blog, Vignettes, Life in Ukraine. For audio archives and links, visit www.nashholos.com. So until next time, до побачення!